I'd like to get comment now from director of Plain Reason, Brian Morris. He's also the author of Sacred to Secular. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hello, Jade. Good to be with you.
Now, what's your thoughts after hearing this story?
It's the same old story. I can't believe that I half agree with Corey Bernardi, but I take him up on the point with the Christian side as well. Look, the first point I should really make is that from the secular point of view and from certainly from Plain Reason, we believe that people can believe whatever they wish under international conventions to which Australia is a signatory. People can believe whatever religion they want and other beliefs under the convention actually includes religion and belief, which includes atheism and being non-religious. But all these sorts of things should really be personal and private. We have a constitution under section 116, which shows that Australia clearly is secular. That means that we should clearly separate church and state. And it's unbelievable that governments, both federal and state, continue to pander to all sorts of religions when really we should not. We still have prayers in Parliament, both federally and state, and in councils too. It's really got to a point here in the 21st century, we should really be putting all that aside, having a clear mind to what our Constitution says, and really not favouring any religions at all.
Do you think the Royal Adelaide Hospital is pandering to Muslims in this case?
In this case, if it's clearly set up as an Islamic prayer room, certainly yes. But as far as spiritual rooms as well, look, I mean, we should really stop doing this because there was a poll at the end of last year which showed clearly 78% of Australians feel that there should be a clear distinction, a clear separation of church and state. We shouldn't be getting into this whole religious turmoil. I mean, we know over many, many centuries it really caused all sorts of problems.
You just mentioned you did agree with some of what Corey Bernardi just said. What were those parts that you did agree with?
He's making the point about prayer room for Muslims. We'd certainly disagree with that, but he was making the case there should be a Christian chapel as well. Our view is, no, there shouldn't be a Christian chapel either. It's something that the governments and government organisations should not really be getting into. I mean, religion should be purely personal and private. They should do it their own home or amongst their own communities that they share those beliefs. But nothing should really be imposed on the rest of the public because the vast majority now and recent polls and the upcoming results from the census will show that Australia now is clearly majority secular. So this whole religious question should really be put aside.
So keep religion out of public spaces, full stop?
Well, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, it's hard to believe in this day and age, 21st century. I mean, it's always the three Abrahamic religions, Judaism, Christianity, Islam, all based on the Hebrew scripture, which goes back 3,000 years, Bronze Age myths that people are still following today. Well, we already know that science has confirmed what philosophers have really known for many centuries, that all religions are simply man-made. And we really need to recognise this and stop pandering to these old beliefs which are really past the use-by date.
What gets you gripe the most about this religious debate we seem to be constantly having in Australia right now?
Just the fact that it still goes on. I mean, there's not enough information in schools. I mean, children still get indoctrinated from a very early age to the religion of their own family. But in schools, and certainly in public schools, we should not be having special religious instruction or religious education. For many, many years, the secular and atheist community has really been pushing strongly for philosophical ethics, for secular ethics to be taught in schools, which give kids all those same sorts of understandings about good ethical practice without the overlay of superstitious and supernatural religions, which, as I say, are really past their use-by date.
So, Brian, you believe that religion should be taught in the home or in the place of worship, whatever that worship may be?
There's no place in public education, in the public space at all, for religion. If parents really want their children to follow their own faith, then, as you say, you know, their own home or their own local church. But what really annoys the secular community, and I say the majority secular population, is that there is no chance for kids that even are brought up that way to look at the secular alternatives. because secular ethics and even comparative religion, teaching the five major religions of the world, including the secular worldview, kids don't get the chance to challenge the religions that they were brought up with and frankly were indoctrinated into.
How do you think religion harms society?
One of the main reasons is that it really stops critical thinking. If you're inculcated from a fairly early age with spiritual and supernatural messages of a deity and a god and abiding by strict doctrine and dogmas, It really stops that critical thinking process. It's often not till middle age that people have been brought up as devout Catholics or Anglicans or evangelicals that they get that light bulb moment where they think, there's something really not quite right with all this. I've been following this religion for so many years, but it really doesn't make sense. And it takes a while then for them to challenge and to think and to read, to understand that the world is not guided by some supernatural force.
Brian, where do you see Australia heading if we keep on the same track as we are now?
Well, it's difficult to say, Jade, isn't it? I mean, there's no question at all that all religions are starting to lose their, certainly in Western countries, and we always point to, the advances that have been made in Scandinavian countries. The Nordic countries have really put this whole religion thing to bed many decades ago. They are more than 80-85% secular, so religion doesn't play a prominent part in the way that they carry out their lives. And we can see that they're the most productive countries, they're the happiest, they have the highest IQs, level of well-being throughout all those Nordic countries. And Australia has got far more in common with those populations than we do with the heavily Christianized countries like America, with 48% of the American population still believe that the Old Testament is the inerrant word of God. Noah's flood was real and the earth is only 6,000 years old. And it's really quite bizarre that in this 21st century, there are still so many sensible people that believe these old superstitions and supernatural myths that were created more than 2,000 years ago.
Brian Morris, we've got to go to the news. I appreciate your time.
If people are interested on our website, Jade,
yes,
plainreason.org, there's a free ebook. We discuss all these issues, and if anybody's interested, they could go to plainreason.org and get a free copy of the ebook and make up their own minds about where religion has been taking us.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thanks again.
That's Brian Morris there, the director of Plain Reason, and his website is plainreason.org.